Texas also figures into our next story. It's about a college football game played 50 years ago today between the University of Texas Longhorns and the Arkansas Razorbacks. As Here and Now's Alex Ashlock reports, the game was just part of the story.
Saturday, December 6, 1969, Razorback Stadium, Fayetteville, Arkansas.
They called it the game of the century, but it was also a game of the times. America in 1969.
Race, religion. Religion's a big part of this. A divine intervention in politics and war. It's just life, and it's not totally undifferent than what we're living today.
That's Mike Looney, author of the new book, The Big Shootout, The Untold Story of the Game of the Century. He's also produced a documentary about the game. That story starts with the head of ABC Sports at the time, Rune Arledge. He wanted to celebrate the centennial of college football with a national championship game. President Richard Nixon would present the winning team with a trophy. Looney says Arledge asked another ABC guy, Beano Cook, to look at the season schedule and pick out a game that could be moved to the first Saturday in December for this special event.
No computers. He just pours over all those schedules, and he says, look, I think if we move Texas and Arkansas, they'll be 1-2. And Rune goes, that's impossible. Ohio State's the defending champ, and they've got all their starters back. And Beano said, I just think they'll lose.
That's exactly what happened.
What has to be the upset of the century.
With Michigan knocking off Ohio State, Texas jumped to number one, Arkansas to number two. ABC had its dream matchup. Again, this was 1969. There would be no black players in the big game. At Arkansas, Mike Looney says, African Americans protested. They didn't want Dixie played at the pregame pep rally. And Looney says the school's band director agreed.
And so at the pep rally that night, Doc Worthington, who was 90 when we interviewed him and still wore his band uniform, he decided not to play it, and he announced it at the pep rally.
So Dixie wasn't played at the pep rally or at the game.
An allied force of more than 8,000 men today tightened its hold on the Batangan Peninsula on South Vietnam's central coast, trapping an undetermined number of North Vietnamese and Viet Cong troops in tunnel and bunker systems.
The Vietnam War was also raging and hitting home. The first draft lottery was held the week of the Texas-Arkansas game. The brother of one of the Texas players had been killed in the war just a few months before. Donald Donner was a Vietnam veteran going to school at Arkansas. Here he is speaking in the documentary.
So upon hearing that Nixon was going to be here, along with television cameras up there in the press box, I decided to do something about it.
That something was erecting a huge peace sign on a hillside outside the Razorback Stadium in Fayetteville. President Nixon saw it, but if you were watching on ABC TV, you didn't. What you did see on television that day was a football game for the ages.
Here's McClard's kick with the wind to his back. It's a good one.
Arkansas took a 14-0 lead into the fourth quarter, but Texas quarterback James Street broke off a long touchdown run and added the two-point conversion to make it 14-8.
Jimmy Street in trouble. Gets away. There he goes.
I'm 70. I was 20 watching the game on TV in Lubbock, and I'm going to tell you, no one can know what it felt like unless you were watching it. You didn't know about the racial stuff, and you didn't know about the politics. It was just that TV was about to explode.
In the final minutes, Texas drove to the Arkansas 2-yard line and scored the tying touchdown.
And now, Happy Feller, who has kicked 42 of 44 extra points. This is a big one. It's up.
The extra point kick made it 15-14 Texas, and that's how the game ended. President Nixon spoke in the jubilant Texas locker room.
The fact that you won a tough one for a team to be behind 14-0 and then not to lose its cool and to go on to win, that proves you deserve to be number one, and that's what you are.
More than 30 years after this game of the century, players from both teams got together for a reunion you can see in Mike Looney's documentary.
It's amazing how close these kids, these men my age are now, bonded by this experience that's deeper than you can ever imagine the effect that this game had on these kids, these players' lives and coaches.
The years, he says, have blurred the line of scrimmage. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock.